play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Pretty good. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Will you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Chad Graham of Philadelphia. I said name a well-known comic actor, four-letter first name, five-letter last name, whose name is an anagram of two terms in golf, four and five letters respectively. Who is it? Well, it's Seth Rogen, and you can rearrange those letters to get shot and green.
Well, there were over 700 correct entries this week, and our winner is Russell Whedon of Saratoga Springs, New York. Congratulations, Russell.
Oh, thank you. It's a long time coming.
Yeah. So how did you figure out this week's answer?
I first started trying actor names and started doing golf terms. I finally got onto green and shot and worked my way backwards.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well over 20 years. My wife and I were taking our kids to church on Sunday. We have two daughters, and they'd be in car seats in the back of the car. And this coming weekend, we're going to see our younger daughter graduate from college.
So I'm sure they're very proud. So not only, you know, will your daughter be graduating, but you're on the puzzle. Everyone is winning. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm a quality manager for a swimming pool manufacturer. And I like to do things with my family and just enjoying the outdoors.
I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am.
All right. Take it away, Will.
I have to apologize, Aisha. We have geography today.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And Russell, here you go. I'm going to give you some words. Each one is concealed within the name of a country, and you name the country. For example, if I said Chin, C-H-I-N, in a five-letter country, you would say China. Your first one is Pain, P-A-I-N.
Spain.
Is it Nada, N-A-D-A? It's in a six-letter country.
Canada.
Right? Here's your next one. Rune, R-U-N-E.
R-U-N-E. Is it Brunei?
You got it. Wand, W-A-N-D.
Rwanda?
Got it. Now seven letters. Rain, R-A-I-N.
Bahrain.
Bahrain works. Also Ukraine. There's two answers. How about okay. Dive, D-I-V-E?
The Maldives?
You got it. Hail, H-A-I-L.
That one, I'm hoping Aisha can tag team me on this one.
Okay.
Thailand.
Oh, Thailand, yes, you got yes, yes.
No help needed. How about Lays, L-A-Y-S?
Malaysia.
Got it. Now nine letters. Done, D-O-N-E.
Oh, I think I know this one.
All right, I'll go for the tag team this time.
Okay, Indonesia.
Indonesia, good
yeah.
job.
Yeah.
Good, Aisha, thank you.
Try this one, Gent, G-E-N-T.
Argentina.
You got it, Glad, G-L-A-D.
England.
No, that nope, has an N in
it. In there, yep. Bangladesh.
You got it, and here's your last one at 11 letters. Pine, P-I-N-E. And here's your hint. There's only one letter that goes after the E.
I've got it on the tip of my tongue.
It starts with a P.
Philippines.
Philippines is it. You got it.
You know, that was trickier than you would think because when you isolate the letters like that.
Right. It doesn't sound like pine in the name.
Yeah, it's harder to come up with. But Russell, you did an amazing job. How do you feel?
Happy and relieved.
Okay. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Russell, what member station do you listen to?
We are sustaining members of WAMC in Albany and also support Vermont Public.
That's Russell Whedon of Saratoga Springs. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Joshua Green of Columbia, Maryland. Think of a popular film franchise with many sequels. Hidden in consecutive letters inside its name is a place mentioned multiple times in the Bible. Replace that place with a single letter and you'll name a Major League Baseball team. What franchise and team are these? So again, a film franchise with many sequels. In consecutive letters inside the name is a place mentioned multiple times in the Bible. Replace that place with a single letter, and you'll name a Major League Baseball team. What franchise and team are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, May 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.